Hello, and welcome to One World Pod, brought to you by the group One World Many Paths and broadcast from the virtual world of Second Life.
Everybody, get yourself into a comfortable position, please, and it's time to set aside your cares of the day, and we're going to first relax you before we get into the actual object of the meditation. So, at this time, if you want to get yourselves into a comfy chair or whatever you've got, and I keep hearing Monty Python in the background, comfy chair. If you want to get yourself into a more comfortable spot before this starts, please do so. And, usually it's best to have your limbs uncrossed, with your feet on the floor, unless you are accustomed to meditating in a certain other position. And, but we're interested here in energy flow, so this is why we advise to sit this way. We like to optimize the energy flow. We're going to start by breathing and seemingly a very typical thing to do, but now we're going to be more mindful of it, and we're going to breathe and making sure that we are indeed expanding our lungs and not doing the shallow breathing. We're going to do the full breathing, which means if you do the full breathing, your upper body is going to expand a bit. And as you breathe in, realize that you are taking in energy. This is the way that you are taking in energy. And as you breathe out, realize you're breathing out what you don't need. And doing that intentionally, release your stresses of the day. Intentionally breathe in energy. Intentionally breathe out what you don't need, including stress. And I recommend in through the nose and out through the mouth. That seems to work best for this exercise. Okay, now that I have you aware of your breath and your breathing, check from time to time to make sure that you are in fact breathing and not holding your breath. Don't concern yourself too much. I will remind you from time to time to remind you to breathe fully as we go through this exercise. So now, feel your body relax. Give yourself permission for your muscles to maintain just an optimum, just enough tension for you to sit in whatever position that you've chosen. Just enough. Allow your body to come into equilibrium and balance right now. As you send warmth to every area of your body, see your energy stretching out. Feel your roots going down into the earth, because your energy form does look a bit like a tree, in that it stretches down into the earth and it stretches up into the sky, with many branches and many roots, so to speak, with many energy connector points. and just as many under the ground as we have above the ground. So see yourself in that way, connecting the earth and the sky. Reach your roots deep. Reach your branches high. And your roots soak up the nurturing energy of Earth's life, the actual life energy of the planet that we're constantly being nurtured with. And see a giant crystal in between, where the Earth sends you this energy and it gets magnified. It gets very magnified. Because crystals tend to magnify. And if you have crystals in your environment, particularly the white crystals, the clear quartz crystals, realize that they do tend to magnify whatever energy goes through them. They tend to be great conductors, too, of energy. And now stretch your branches up into the sky, up towards the many suns in the sky, the many stars. All of them are suns, all of them with their own vibration, their own wavelength of energy that they radiate to us. And feel your energy expansive and vast, because you really are. In fact, energy knows no distance exactly. It's not really limited by distance. It can travel very, very long distances. It's not limited by time either. This is also something people are just beginning to understand. Energy is not really limited by time or distance. So, and as you reach out, feel the nurturing energy coming up through your roots and heading up your trunk into your branches and out toward the many suns and the great cosmic sun in the center of our galaxy. And then feel the energy returning through your branches, down through your trunk, and into the earth, and making a connection. And this is for balance. This is to keep us balanced. Many cultures see this as female and male energy, but they do not always assign the same sex or gender to the types of energy. For instance, to the Indians, Mother Earth is Mother Earth, although to the Egyptians, Earth was male. So, and the sky was female, so it doesn't really matter so much as that you see yourself as a connector point, as you see yourself as a sort of bridge, and being supported by both energies. And then we're going to call even more. But first, check your breathing again. Check your body to make sure you're not holding tension in any part of your body. There's no need to remain stationary during this. If you have to move a little bit to get more comfortable, or for any other reason, if you have to move a little bit, that's fine. I often move during this a bit. In fact, when I reach my energy up, I tend to reach my arms up as well. So, this is okay. now. Now that you have that connection made, realize also you have openings in your palms, chakra openings in the palms and the soles of your feet, that are what we usually use to do Reiki. But you also have a total, according to Vedic belief, of 144. An interesting number. All over your body. The earth has these points too. Her body is a lot like ours in some ways, which makes sense if you think about it. These points all radiate, they're points that radiate energy, and you might start to see yourself, I would like you to now to start to see yourself as energy. We have been informed that if we see situations as energy and not as solid, situations can be more easily changed. If we see things as solid, it's harder to shift. To change, for our minds to grasp that change, and also in seeing things as solid, we actually literally make them more solid due to the expectations of the observer. So now, I would like you to do your best to see yourself and everything else in the room as being composed of energy. Of varying degrees of density, because we're going to be doing energy work. First, in order to start with this, I'm going to bring in Reiki energy and start it flowing. This usually feels warm. Reiki is defined as God's love and will usually give you a feeling like you are being loved when it is flowing through you. And as you flow it to others, in your environment, they will feel loved. So, in this regard, if you want to be loved is very literal. If you're radiating this, people will just naturally have a tendency to gravitate to you more. They will have a tendency to respond more gently to you. If you can sustain this sort of feeling in yourself, and the next thing is, I'm going to ask the grace energy to flow. It should feel lighter. To me, it feels lighter, cooler, and more bubbly. Grace translates more to ease or joy, bliss. And we radiate grace to make things go easier in our lives, move easier. Basically, more smoothly. And imagine yourself opening up to allow this to flow through you and out your openings. These energies weaving themselves into your energy tapestry. Because you really are more like a tapestry of energy. Light and colors. In fact, your whole world is really energy. So as you see it flowing, don't block it. Allow it to flow. It will help clear things up. And the more that you can allow it to flow through you, the more smoothly your life progresses. In general. When you make blockages, you make pain for yourself. Usually any kind of pain or discomfort is caused by some kind of a pinching off or blockage. But in time, allowing these energies to flow, they wear away these blockages. So, allow that now. And then, see this blue light, a small dot of silvery blue light just behind your third eye, just inside your skull. And as you see this beautiful blue color, let it expand throughout your body and fill your whole body with this silvery blue light. And as you see your body being filled up with this silvery blue light, put your hands together with the fingertips touching and the fingers spread just a little bit and your palms apart. We're going to be directing that energy into building up a ball of light between our palms. So see a ball of this blue light building between your palms, and as it grows and gets brighter, you can start to spread your palms apart as it grows and allow it to get larger, and you might feel tingling in your palms. And if you do, this is normal. And if you don't, this is also normal for some people. And allow it to get, when it gets very big and very bright, just gently take it and slide it into your heart. And then put one palm on top of the other, over your heart chakra area, to anchor it and energize it just a little bit more. Then move up to your throat, put a palm on either side of your throat, in a Reiki position, in a self-Reiki position. And build another blue ball of light between your palms. Imagining it getting very bright, very large, and then just gently slide that into your throat chakra. Once again, put your palms over each other. Palms in to anchor it and to feed it more light, and then connect the lights into a column. Expand the column so that you're standing in a column of blue light. Imagine that and feel it and feel how that feels. Okay, I'm hearing the energy signature tone. Here we go. Then expand that out to about your arm's length, and you can put your arms out to discover where your arm's length is. All around your body. And then you can expand it out even further if you want to include your room. And what I'm told, this energy represents, in some ways, oxygen. Oxygen is very cleansing, and it's also very energizing. It is a type of energy we do take into our body. Blue also seems to be, if you notice, the color of the earth, because we have oxygen in the atmosphere and in the water. So blue is a very important color here. And it's also the color of a specific vibration of energy. And I'm told that this we do to help clear our heart area and to help clear our lives so that we can allow. The past to be gone, so that we can allow healing, physical, mental, and emotional. And yet, I feel this very much is emotional healing. Mostly this is emotional. Because if we can create with our heart rather than our head, we can create things differently. We create things all the time with energy. We usually create with our heads. Human beings are used to doing this. But if you can create with your heart, you can create things in a different way. Created from your head, things have to be logical. It's more of a left-brained way to do it. Creating with your heart is more of a right-brained way to do it. And the reason that humans do not create more with their heart is because usually they have been hurt and there is pain there. And they don't want to be there. So now, allow this to clear your heart area so that you can use that space and you're not afraid to be there. We would remind you that, as Lola Jones says, all emotions are good emotions because they're telling you where you are at the time. Actually, in running from our emotions or trying to suppress our emotions, we make them stronger and give them more power over us. If we allow ourselves to feel them, eventually it will all turn to bliss. And they will move through and become of a higher energy. If you try to block them, you're going to lower them. You're going to lower the vibration and you're going to hurt yourself. So please now make a reminder. Put a reminder in there like a little bookmark in your mind to check this every now and then. Am I allowing myself to feel? This doesn't mean you have to express it to anybody. But Am I allowing myself to feel my emotions and allow them to move through me, rather than letting them control me, rather than trying to suppress them and thereby giving them more power to constrict my life? Take away that constriction by allowing yourself to feel what you feel in real time, as much as possible. Now this lovely blue light that you're sitting in feels pretty good. And being this beautiful coruscating tapestry of light that you are, that feels pretty good. What are we going to do with that? What we've been doing is visualize this encompassing the earth. Because it does feel pretty good, and the earth could use a whole lot of cleansing and emotional healing right now, I would say. And there's always plenty to share because we have an unlimited resource. This is something I want to make clear to you. We do have an unlimited source of this. We can make as much as we want. Humans are infinitely creative, really. We don't even realize how creative we are. We have put limitations on ourselves. We've put limitations on ourselves, but actually we're infinitely creative. Look at everything we've created around us. Everything that you see. Bear in mind that everything that you see, feel, taste, and touch is an electrical signal that your brain is interpreting. If you can make a different interpretation, you can actually change the very nature of what you're seeing and experiencing through your own interpretation of this. And science has begun. It's just at the edge of understanding this by realizing that the observer can influence the outcome of the experiment. And observing can influence the outcome as well, just by observing. That's how powerful we are, and we don't generally know that. And we don't feel it. So, take a moment out now to feel that. And to know that you have a lot more power than you think you do. And that you do have power over what you observe and what you perceive. And that by changing your perception, you can actually alter the course of your own reality. You may find that as things change, you go through an uncomfortable interim state. This is only an indication that things are moving. And it's good. You want energy to move. That's its nature. So now, there she is. The female entity that we are only allowed to call the Blue Lady, or we call her Mother. She's the feminine. She's the feminine force. She's here. She's the one that helps us with this, and this is preparing us. She doesn't want to give a name, although when she first showed up, a lot of people kind of saw her as being different. She has told me that we actually give them their form. We actually perceive them based on our own background, on our knowledge, on we actually give them their appearance. So, but she's a feminine energy entity. And feels very motherly. So we can sort of think of her that way. But she very much wants to express that we're to see her as an equal, actually. She says that she's another one of us. She's a part of us. She is always with us, and she comes to give a blessing. Every week she gives us our blessing. She says, I love you. I've always loved you. I always will love you. There's nothing you can ever do to make me love you any more or less. Our love is eternal. And our love is unconditional. And she comes and stands upon your right side. And today, she seems to be interesting. She's doing something a little different than usual today. She seems to be touching my head. Now, this is interesting. I had a friend do some energy work on me earlier this week, and she's touching the exact same points that he did. That's very interesting. And he said that one point represented the place where the oil spill is happening, and the other represents the North Pole, which is interesting. Anyway, so this is some sort of confirmation that needs to be, that was a rather major event, that there's a connection between those two locations on the earth and actually in us too. Supposedly the place where the oil spill was the back of my... He touched the back of my neck just where it meets the skull, right in between there. And then the other point was almost up to my hairline above my third eye. So that's kind of interesting. It kind of makes sense, too, because the Earth has a tilt. So that would actually be kind of a tilt. Interesting. Anyway, I'm going to give you a moment now. He usually shows up, but he's not shown up for me yet. There might be some reason for that. I'm just going to wait and allow you to ask your questions, to ask for your personal guides to come in and commune with them and ask any kinds of questions you need to ask of them, ask for help with, and you will probably get some kind of answer within the next few days or possibly even immediately. While I listen to this energy, okay, that's really moving. Okay, he's finally showing up now. And his color is red, but a sort of a red-orange and very light shade of it. But I think that's because the energy is high. But his energy is more of an orange-red, while hers is more of a silvery blue. He comes and says the same thing. I love you, I've always loved you, and I always will love you. There's nothing you could ever do to make me love you any more or less. Our love is eternal and unconditional. And he stands on your left side. And every time he does that, it gives me a charge. That's kind of funny. And they together say, we're always here for you. We'll always be with you. This is what they say every week. It's some sort of a blessing that they go through every week. And it's to strengthen us. He's always smiling. She looks very serene, but he always seems to be smiling when he comes. And he feels warm. All right. Now what I'm seeing is that whether you want to call them the divas of nature, or whether you want to call them archangels, they are, or whatever you want to call them, they're the beings that regulate certain systems here on this planet, energy systems, and of course natural systems here on the planet. They are working on something right now. So all of this stuff that is coming to the surface now, the oil spill, they're saying, is just a very graphic, extremely visual, sensual recreation of what is occurring now in the world energetically. All of the stuff that has been hidden under the surface is coming up to the surface now, where it can be seen. All the corruption, all the stuff that has been hidden is coming up to be healed now. Things are going to look worse before they look better, however. This is just a very graphic representation of what is actually happening in the energetic realms as well, on Earth. So, don't fear it. Although we hear a lot about it, it is ultimately going to work for the good, in spite of how it looks now. And I'm reminded that we did ask for help, and we're getting it, although right now it's kind of in an uncomfortable way. So it looks like the Earth is going through much the same process that we go through when we go through the grace process, where it turns everything all upside down and inside out for a while as the energy starts to move. So that's why we're being told not to be afraid of these things, just pay attention to your guidance. Move when you're told to move, act when you're told to act, when you get your guidance to do so. And stay in contact with your higher powers, because they're going to help us through this every step. But yes, this is exactly what the process is that's going on in the Earth right now. It's going through its own process. It will look much worse, and then it will get better. And once it gets better, it will be better forever. Okay? It will move up in its evolution. So this is all working for the good, no matter what it looks like now. And we're being told to go ahead and take heart. He says, take heart. It's all going to work for the good. Things will be better than they've ever been. He's the one who's been saying that. Just persevere. And realize that you will be seeing things that will be analogous to situations that have been allowed to flourish for a long time, that will soon be no more. Consider this just sort of the last dying gasp of a system that doesn't work. That has grown unwieldy and is now moving on into something else. And once more, they say what they always say, don't fear. This seems to be one of their main messages, is don't fear. You're going to be helped through this. You're not alone. And he says, with much love and reverence for you. And he smiles. I would remind you that as you return to what we would consider your daily life, please bear in mind that all sorts of things that were putting in place now are going to be working for a while. We're going to be working through them. So realize the things that come up are going to become coming up to be healed and cleared. And it's going to be one last time for everything, okay? That means even some of the worst stuff we've had here. It's when it comes up, it's going to be coming up one last time to be cleared. And if you keep your mind on that, it'll be easier for you to go through. Okay, thank you so much for being here. I'm so honored. I'm so honored. I radiate and extend my love to all of you. My appreciation. And both of these two extend their great respect and love for you, and they are very proud that you put yourself forth in this way and to make these changes possible. That you make the effort to make the improvements. Now, this brings them a great deal of joy, and me as well, to be able to be a facilitator for this. I absolutely love this job, this particular job right here. Thank you for being here. This concludes the meditation portion. Please pull your awareness back into your normal 3D life and also SL. And when you are back, please type something to let me know that you are back. And don't forget to ground after this. And one of the good ways to ground is either by eating something, by some people dance, some people do various things, or doing something very so-called normal after this to make sure you are thoroughly grounded. But don't lose your awareness of what's going on with you, because this process is going to continue within you.
Thanks for listening. I hope to see you in world and enjoy our website at dragonintuitive.com.